Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Vicki Oliver, Vicki with a Y, Oliver.com. Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots is one of her several books. Live Like a Millionaire is another one. You can find all of her stuff and articles extraordinaire at her website, so check that out. Vicki, thanks again for being here. Vicki has agreed to talk with me, and maybe we'll debate a little bit, a very sensitive but very timely issue right now, Vicki, and it's the issue, the national, becoming a national issue, about what to do about bathrooms, right?
Right.
We've got the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender group, community, I should say.
Yes.
That and certain politicians, certain political folks.
All of them, right?
Well, yeah, they're all addressing
they're all
it. But I'm focusing on the people who are pushing this. And it's primarily the Democrat Party. With the LGBT group, and I'm just identifying the players here, folks. No judgment on either side. Just identifying who the players are. And Vicki, tell us what's going on here. What is the issue?
The issue is which gender bathroom someone who has changed their sex. For the sake of argument, let's say from male to female.
Right.
You know, although it could be the opposite.
Right.
Somebody has changed their sex. They've identified with that sex. For whatever reason, they've gone into an operation to change their sex. Then what bathroom should that person be allowed or able to use? That's the issue.
Right. And
I just want to say two disclaimers. One, I feel like there are many major issues in the world right now that are much larger than this one.
Right, right.
And two,
I
live in New York City.
Mm-hmm. I agree with your first statement for sure. But let me tell you.
Well, you should agree with the second one because I do live in New York.
Oh, I do agree with that one, but that was self-evident, and we love you for that too, Vicki. But let me say this, and let me point out the reason I want to bring this up, and I'll be talking some more about this. It's not so much that I have a heavy stake in it myself as much as I'm worried that some small business owner is going to get caught up in this and be harmed. Because this is playing with nitroglycerin on a lot of levels, and most small businesses aren't prepared to deal with the media and the legal
right.
ramifications. So you've got I'm just using an example, a pretty good example. Out here in Flyover America, someone owns a dress shop, and almost all the people who show up are ladies. They got different bathrooms, both bathrooms, and so someone comes in and says. I don't know how it comes up, but they claim that they're transgender, right?
Right.
Well, how do we know that? See,
right.
This is the problem, is how do you determine that, and how does the preponderance of the customers of this little dress shop feel about this person going in the bathroom with them, in the same bathroom where they are?
Right.
That's the issue, and what I'm worried about is that, you know, they're beating up all the big companies about this, and most of them are caving. But this is where I'm worried about it. And I have my own personal opinion about how people should behave. But Vicki, how do we protect small business owners who just want to make a living and they don't need to be made an example? And I promise you, this is where it's going to happen. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. Because it's true. Most of the media talks about it in terms of huge companies, you know, where it's not that big a deal, not that big an issue because you could just create another bathroom if you wanted to, you know.
Right.
or you could you well, one but that's devoted but that's, right that's a, now. To
you might not be able to create another bathroom.
Well, you might be able to.
There might not be room. You may be renting a place. You may not can afford the $15,000 it costs to put another bathroom in.
No, but yeah. But anyway, I feel I feel like one way would be to, I think, clarify what the policy is.
Mm-hmm.
If you clarify what the policy is in your business, I think then you can,
what should
you know, you have
what should you say then? What would you say? What would be a policy?
What I would say might be different than what you would say.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just saying I have a different.
But what
view
if
of
what it. If I have it? What if my policy says that, that I think? Let's say I have a business and I say my policy is it's only the gender that you were born. You use that bathroom of the gender where you were born, which you were born.
I think if you are clear about the policy.
But what if that violates the law?
Yeah, I mean,
see my point?
I think about
the couple who.
I take the opposite view, you know.
I understand.
I take the view that it should be that I feel
and I'm,
like
and it I'm,
be
I'm,
whichever gender the person identifies with.
And I'm using my view as a way of debating this.
Right.
Think of the Oregon couple that got into a whirlwind and lost their business because of the gay couple they didn't want to make a cake for.
Right.
I mean, they lost their business over
right.
that.
No, I know.
That's not right.
No.
This is what I'm worried about, folks. This is the reason I'm bringing it up, and I'm going to continue to talk about it. And, Vicki, I am so proud of you for helping me discuss this. I really am. You did a great, great job, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. Vicki with a Y, Oliver.com. Check it out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.